Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur, the podcast all about adapting to, thriving through, and navigating change and challenge.
Yeah.
I'm David, I'm the change guy.
And I'm Fleur, and I am the wellbeing coach.
Ah, there you go. And we meet in the cafe again, Fleur,
We do. And it's actually very pertinent to our topic today, which is all about relationships. Generally, when you go and have a coffee, it's not by yourself. Sometimes you do. But often it's not. It's a social activity. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But David, tell me sort of what's happened since we last met in the library.
Oh, yes, where we got into trouble for talking too loud. Yes, no, I went
yes,
away.
Yes, no.
Yes, no. How clear is that? I went away and did a bit of research myself because we were all talking about intellectual resources, about curiosity, about learning something. Mm. And I remembered you talked about Susan David.
Yes.
So I went and had a look on her website, which is fabulous. Check it out. Just Google Susan David and you'll be taken there. From Harvard Medical School. And she's got the book that you mentioned, Emotional Agility.
Mm-hmm.
So I've ordered that online.
Great.
And from the great library in the sky, in the internet.
Yes.
And we will go and I will go away and read that. But also while I was there, I saw that she actually has a learning course coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about signing up for that because
great.
That would be like a great demonstration yeah. of learning and learning more about a subject and,
for sure.
and growing in that way.
Yeah. And I know she has one that's directly connected to well-being, so that one would be terrific if you could do that. So,
okay, well, that's what I've been up to.
Great. Oh, I'm really excited for you.
Thank
learning
you.
All this new stuff and sounding like it's really helpful. So
yeah,
great.
Yes, it is, absolutely. And we're here back in the cafe or nearly lunchtime, so we often, as you said, come together as friends, don't we?
Yeah.
And connections. And I guess that's what this is all about. Today, the subject we'd like to talk about.
Yes, definitely. I think something maybe we don't think of consciously, but relationships or our social connections are really critical part of our well-being. So generally, our lives exist in the context of relationships, regardless of where they are, whether it's family relationships, work relationships, friendships. They're all really important part of our well-being. And as humans, we're designed for social connection. In fact, being social is the reason that we've survived. We survived in groups because if we were outside a group, if we were on our own, we were more likely to be attacked by whatever the threat was at the time.
Saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah. That's
the
standard animal for the caveman or cave people's days. So
that wasn't rehearsed, right? They said the same thing at the same time.
So that's true. So that just brings us back to social aspect is a really critical part of well-being. And the same goes with change. We need those relationships. They kind of really revive us. They give us an opportunity for different perspective, just kind of perhaps release some of those negative emotions sometimes because we've got someone to talk to.
Well, that's right. In my world of change, we often see this, don't we? If a big change occurs in an organisation or it's very rarely the org chart that supports you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that Christmas tree of managers and down to team members. It's very, very rare when you have a big change announced or a big challenge, your first port of call is, I'm going to now look at my org chart and work out who I should talk to. Probably more likely is that you call up someone you've got a connection with, probably not even in your own team, and say, have you heard about what they're suggesting? Can we have a coffee? Can we go for a coffee? Because I just really want to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that happen around offices a lot.
Yes.
When change and challenge confronts us.
Yeah.
And I in my world, there's a researcher called Luke Gallopin, and he encouraged us to look at, his phrase is, look at the white space between the lines of the org chart.
Mm-hmm.
That's who your community is.
Yeah.
And the community are the people who are most likely will sustain you through times of change and challenge.
Yes.
Which is right when you think about it, because if something big happens, you're more likely to see the coffee shop where we are.
Yes.
All filled with people talking with each other and supporting each other, but not necessarily in their team.
Yes. And you also see it in the community, don't you, David? You think about any kind of natural disaster or any kind of challenge that's happened in the community will often come together in ways to support each other. It's just like a natural thing that we do. So it really kind of brings home the importance of recognizing your community, whether that's at work or outside work, regardless of the circumstance. You need those social relationships for support. Now, a way, you know, a little tool we're going to offer today that we'll share in the show notes is called the relationship wheel. So it's just a simple little activity where imagine a wheel and each spoke on that wheel represents a relationship in your life, and you will sort of put a little score, if you like, on that that spoke to indicate the level of quality of that relationship.
Okay.
With the idea being to perhaps help you identify the relationships where you might want to put sort of more focused attention on improving, or recognizing, hey, that's that person makes me feel great. Whenever we spend time together, we feel...
I see.
I feel great. So I'm going to make more effort to sort of connect with that person more frequently. Or there might be people that you think... that person's great and I've missed the opportunity of perhaps connecting with them more, so I'm going to spend more time, you know, actively try to spend more time with them. Or alternatively, someone, a relationship on that wheel that you think maybe we're not sort of really aligned and I need to really reconsider that relationship. So it just gets you thinking about your relationships in a more proactive way and encouraging you to sort of move forward with those the positive relationships to help support you.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And you're saying about socially as well, I can imagine. Well, I know. when something happens in your private life, you ring up your best friend or your best mate, don't you? And go, hey, do you want to... Can we have a chat about this?
Yes.
And you support each other. And I guess going around that wheel and naming, I don't know, half a dozen people that are key in your life, but not necessarily all positive relationships or strongest relationships or perfect relationships, enables you to go, where's my broken spoke? So... Mm-hmm. From what you're saying there, the centre of the wheel is not a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The outside of the wheel, I'm taking it, is a perfect relationship.
Yes, so the closer the line is to the middle, the least positive relationships kind of sit around there, and the more positive ones, you would be sort of putting your little mark on the outside.
And so when you draw a line and connect up your dots, your marks, then you can see where your broken spoke is.
That's right.
I get it.
I mean, it'd be great if you didn't have any.
Well, yes. Is that reality?
Who knows? Everyone's reality is different. But maybe. I think it's a helpful way just to kind of really, and even if it's just to identify and recognize who are those people that are my support crew when I need them.
Yeah, and absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, as you go through, I think we touched on right at the beginning when we went through the emotional life cycle of change, when you're down in that dip and you need that support because you're trying to learn and cope with something new or a change, then those people around you are really going to matter.
Yeah.
In fact, that reminds me of a quote that a researcher called Chris Patterson spoke about, and he put it really succinctly, and it was, other people matter. Just three words, but you can see when there aren't the people around you to support, how challenging that would be.
Yes.
So making sure you've got a strong social network of resources is very, very important.
Yeah. And I think the other thing we can't neglect, David, is we're trying to identify our support network, but also how we can support others, because it's a two-way thing, isn't it? It's not just what we can get from our support network. What can we give to our support network as well? So,
so this is really complementary to the intellectual resources, the physical resources. It's all part of our tools that we are going to bring to bear on change and challenge, isn't it?
That's right.
So I'm presuming my homework is then to do a relationship with, or am I jumping the gun?
Of course. How did you guess? Yes, it is that. It is that. Oh. And I just want to sort of, before we close out, just refer to a tool called PERMA.
Okay.
So we're going to refer to this maybe a couple more times as we progress through our sessions, David. Just the R in PERMA. So PERMA is a positive psychology tool, and the R in PERMA is relationships. I just wanted to really reinforce that that is part of that positive psychology toolkit.
So it's all, it really is all connected then?
It really is.
Well, there you go. All right, well, I've got my homework to do. I'm going to go away and think of maybe half a dozen people and all. See who my spokes are.
Yes.
And see what that tells me. So thank you very much. And presumably we're going to put a link to that in the show notes.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yes, we are.
So check that out. It's in the show notes if you want to download that little template. It's just a one pager. It's not onerous at all. I mean, it takes 5 minutes to thinking time, perhaps over a coffee, which is an amazing segue into our Gmail account. If you want to talk to us, email us at coffeewithfleur, or one word, at gmail.com, with Fleur being spelt F-L-E-U-R, and gmail.com being spelt G-M-A-I-L full stop C-O-M.
I'm glad you've made that clear, David. Thank you.
And on that note, I'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks, David. See ya.
Cheers.
Bye.